Bills that were hotly debated in the House are expected to receive just as much attention in the Senate as members of the legislature near their final week of the session. One of those includes House Bill 4411. The bill allows commercial solid waste authorities to dispose of solid waste and drill cuttings from the Marcellus shale industry and makes its first stop in the Senate in the Committee on Government Organization. Senator Herb Snyder chairs that committee and says he believes disposing of drill cuttings in landfills is a much safer practice than allowing companies to bury the waste on site. The problem, Snyder says, is the time limit in the House bill, allowing sites to collect an unlimited amount of tonnage of waste, but only for 2 years.
Because these landfills are making significant multi-million dollar investments to put these additional monofill cells in for the drilling waste only, as it will be required. That the problem is, if they're going to put that kind of money into being part of the system for solid waste and dealing with the drilling waste, they don't want to have it all in 2 years. And then we're back here, legislature trying to decide what to do in 2 years. We know if we did that, we're setting up a problem that's going to hit us between the eyes in 2 years, so why not settle it now?
Delegates spent hours debating another bill over the past few weeks, one that regulates a state constitutional office. House Bill 4490 is known as the Attorney General Ethics and Accountability Act. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says the bill limits his powers to protect West Virginians as consumers and their Second Amendment rights. Senate Minority Leader Mike Hall says he believes the bill stems from Morrissey's policy of cutting down on the use of outside counsel and major law firms in Charleston losing out on the state funds.
I think a part of this is just it's just a partisan political battle that's kind of worked its way into a policy question. And I think what we have to do is decide, is this policy right or not? And at this point, I don't think it is. I don't think they should be doing that to the office.
Another bill Hall says the Republican caucus is watching closely in the Senate is House Bill 4588, the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Bill. As it came out of the House, the bill restricts abortions to before 20 weeks with some emergency medical exceptions for the mother. It's referenced first to Senate Health, where committee chair Senator Ron Stallings expects to see some changes. But Hall says he agrees with the science that a fetus at that age can feel pain, and the bill comes down to protecting the value of life.
It goes back to the concept of personhood. You know, all the way back to our founding document about the right of life. And if you define an unborn child as life, and that gets disputed. If you listen to debates on the floors from time to time, there's resistance to calling an unborn child a child. The term fetus, whatever, but all the definitions of life are there. The classic definitions of life are there. You don't need a religious book to prove that. So that we are defending basically a proposition that we've held sacred for over, you know, our entire history. And this is just an expression of it.
Similar legislation in the past has easily been approved by the upper chamber, but died in the House. Snyder says it's interesting to see the flip this year, but says since he joined the Senate in 1997, he has always voted pro-choice and intends to participate in the conversation surrounding this bill.
Quite frankly, I think abortion is an horrendous practice in any situation. Certainly unheard of after 20 weeks of gestation. My personal choice, even though I'm pro-choice, my personal choice has been life. I have 6 children, so I practice pro-life in my own life. But again, when you get into medical emergencies or the baby in some way has either died or deformed beyond repair and so forth within the womb, it opens up. It's a very emotional debate, but we do need to look at the medical side of this too.
While Snyder and Hall may be on opposing sides of the abortion bill, both agreed on some Senate bills they think will see major changes in the House. The senators expect delegates to rework the pseudoephedrine bill, a bill allowing some elected county officials pay raises, and the legislation relating to municipal gun ordinances. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.